Changes are coming to Missouri's eminent domain rules. House Bill 2005 modifies provisions relating to eminent domain for electrical corporations. Senator Jason Bean of Holcomb handled the proposal in the upper chamber.
We believe we have a workable piece of legislation that keeps Missouri open for business while ensuring we aren't taken advantage of simply because of our geographic location.
Over the years, the Missouri General Assembly has looked at eminent domain legislation and made changes where necessary. During Missouri Senate discussion on the bill on May 4th, Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City explained why electric cooperatives are not included in the new law.
Your light bill will possibly go up about $20 a month for a period of, I think, 2 years as a result of this bill.
At the same time, most of the concern over eminent domain has been over what is considered fair market value, which would now be set by a court. The governor signed House Bill 2005 into law on June 11th. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.